Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've only been on the air an hour and 3 minutes, and we have so much stuff to get to, and we just end up getting sidetracked all the time with all our nonsense. And then Solana, here's what's going on with Solana and his athletic challenges. We've got this argument ender over him, which is that he lost in tennis to Ira Winderman and to Joe Rose. So Solana, whose big selling point is I'm younger than everyone I'm challenging, right? That's your big selling point, that you're the young guy, right?
Right. I'm the young athletic guy.
And you've lost in a competition that involves a lot of movement and running to a 50-year-old, a guy in their 50s, and a guy in their 60s. And so it just kind of negates everything that you espouse because you've lost to Ira and Joe Rose.
Context
and
matters, though, Hawk. You like to leave out the context.
A loss is a loss. I mean, what's the context? What's the context?
I played
you
them.
You were wearing sticks of butter as shoes?
I played Joe Rose and Ira Winderman, who, by the way, are both very good tennis players. You like to leave that part out as well. I played them after not having
Solana. No, I understand that.
I played them after
Jokic.
No,
they're
but
Serena.
They're
old guys that know how to play tennis, Solana. Let's be honest.
I played them in tennis after not having played tennis for years because of a wrist surgery, and I played them on a surface, and I'm not used to playing on clay. Now I have tons of experience on clay.
I'm a different tennis player. I can't listen anymore. But anyway, Solana's got to get this albatross around his neck off of having lost to Ira and Joe. So he's constantly peppering Ira with texts that he wants to play him again in tennis because he wants to be done with this. So what just happened? You texted Ira again, and what did he say?
Yeah, I told him, Ira, let's go. I want to play you. I want my rematch. He responded to me 6 seconds later, and he said, I totally understand. You can't play John Crotty in basketball until you play me in tennis again. I'll let you know about my schedule.
Yeah, I mean, there's not. Oh, it's 305 already? It's 305. I'm telling you.
Dolly.
Fuck, sneaks up.
Dolly.
Yeah, Solana's got to clear out the issues that are holding back his arguments, and that's the defeat to Ira and Joe. And the truth of the matter is, Ira bicycles like a fiend. He plays tennis constantly. And I have no doubts that he would beat you again in tennis because I don't think you are what you believe you are when it comes to athletic competitions, which is why I know that you're not going to be able to beat Leroy Horde. And just anybody who says, I didn't want to be on the high school basketball team while telling you that they're a great athlete is flat out lying. Because there's so much that comes with being on the high school basketball team. Like, it's just nonsense.
Third team, all Miami-Dade County, Hawk.
There's no such thing as third team. We learned that as well.
And Hawk, let's be honest. Did he go third team because he knows we can't research it? I think we've been bamboozled by this third team.
I have the article saved. I really
and
do.
And it says third team.
No, it says honorable mention.
So it's not third team.
No, but
it's another lie. It's another lie. Just another lie.
There's a first team. There's a second team. Why wouldn't they just call honorable mention third team? I mean, it's the obvious conclusion.
Because it's not
the
third team. It's honorable mention. Hey, you didn't do anything good enough. We're going to mention you. That's different than being third team. All right, let's real quick, before we get your headlines, let's do the Joe DiJoseph bad joke of the day, or we're going to get too behind.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado,
The Joe to Joseph's Bad Joke of the Day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Two muffins were sitting in an oven. One turns to the other and says, "Wow, it's pretty hot in here." The other one shouted, "Wow, a talking muffin." That's funny. I mean, the real amazing thing in there is that there's two talking muffins. The other muffin can't believe he found another muffin that talks. All right, here's headlines with Alejandro.
That was a questionable one. Joe, I'm sorry, Joe. I got to be honest with you,
Joe. That's one of my all-time favorites.
What? That was terrible.
Two muffins are sitting in an oven.
Yeah.
One turns to the other, says, "Wow, it's pretty hot in here." The other one looks and says, "Wow, a talking muffin."
Mm-mm.
That's a banger.
We got to be honest with Joe. We don't amp each other up. Like, you know, yeah. No, Joe.
That's such a well-written joke. I love that joke.
That was a miss, Hawk. That was a miss.
I'm going to disagree wholeheartedly.
I'll tweet Joe.
All right. What do you have in the headline, Solana?
We'll start off with the Miami Heat. Guys, don't look now, but they're back in the playoff picture. Eighth in the Eastern Conference right now. One game back of the four seed, one game back of home court in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I said it at 2 o'clock. I recognize this Heat team. I had not recognized the Heat team for a while. I recognize this team that we've seen on this four game winning streak.
We got everybody getting healthy. We got action, baby.
Big night for the three of us as well. Got to watch Kyle Lowry.
Fine-ass Kyle, he did his thing, too. Kyle was playing
slap ass.
Yes.
Slap ass! Wait, I'm looking over something here. All day boys soccer, Steven, over on 560, just DM'd me. He found this in the Miami Herald. So now, were you 6A? Were you 4A, 2A? What?
I think in 2010, Archbishop was 3A.
Oh, there you are. There you are, 4A, 2A, Archbishop Carroll. So this is unbelievable. There is third team, and you're not on it.
What'd you say that, Hawk? What'd you just say?
There is. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your research, Stephen. That is the best producing we've ever had on this show. And by the sound of Solana's laugh, he knew this. There is first team, second team, third team, and then honorable mention. And you're in the honorable mention. So when you say you were third team, that was a lie. You were an honorable mention, fourth team.
Fourth team, Aldade. Fourth team.
So now you're just going to transition to fourth and just ride like nothing.
Wow.
Happened.
Well, there's a first
that
team.
Great.
There's a second team, Crowder. There's a third team. Mm-hmm. They just might as well call me fourth team. Fourth team all Dade County.
That is great research by Steven. How funny.
You know your lie?
That?
You've been lying about this for years?
For years.
That was 10 years ago. 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. What do you remember 11 years ago?
Amazing. There actually is a third team. You're not on it.
Bro, this Alex.
Oh, that is amazing.
You were the guy that wore the cutoff sleeves to school every day, weren't you? I know who you
question.
Are.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Drank from
I know
the big
you.
Jug of water.
I know 17-year-old you right now by what we found out.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth team, still pretty impressive. I don't know what you guys are laughing about.
Well, first of all, there is no fourth team. You're just honorable mention. They literally ran out of accolades. And so
That's all politics. That's all politics. The coaches get together. It's all politics.
Pretty sure that also could have been listed as also were players.
First team, second team, third team, attended every game.
It's like honestly, because I mean, how much are these, you know, this Miami Herald, whoever put this together, like how much prep soccer are they watching to be able to even know who's on the third team, let alone honorable mention. I mean, they are just essentially looking at the roster at that point.
Fourth team?
No, honorable mention.
Nope.
We'll circle back to that, though.
Circle back to your opinion about your athletic skills.
That is amazing. That's amazing. That is really unbelievable.
Fourth team, pretty impressive. I maintain that. I don't know.
But you were maintaining that third team was impressive. Now we've found out that that was a lie. You weren't even good enough for third team.
That's 11 years ago. 11 years ago. It's tough to remember 11 years ago.
All right. Go ahead, Hotshot.
The Florida Panthers, they lost yesterday 3-0. They play again tonight, their rubber match against the Stars, 7 p.m. puck drop from the BB&T Center. And if you're worried about Anton Khudobin, the Stars goaltender who had 43 saves yesterday, he is not playing tonight. It's Jake Oettinger replacing Khudobin tonight.
Guy's nightmare fuel for Panthers fans.
By the way, the Panthers, they're undefeated following a loss this season. 5-0.
I like that. That's a good stat.
Let's go, but we already got it in, don't we?
We got the over. We got the over 5.5 goals because I saw that Khudobin wasn't playing. So
let's go.
Is it going to be Bobrovsky in goal? Do you think, Solana? Do you know?
I haven't seen who it's going to be yet. I'm checking constantly to see if there's been an announcement, but I have not seen it yet.
All right.
Yeah. Canes hoops. They lost 88-71 yesterday to FSU. They play Clemson Saturday 2 p.m.
Rough year.
There were reports earlier today that Russell Wilson's camp had approached Seattle for a potential trade, and potential destinations included the Dolphins, the Jets, the Saints, and the Raiders. But about an hour ago, we got an update from Adam Schefter. He tweeted out that the Seahawks quarterback has not demanded a trade, according to his agent, and he told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears. No mention of the Miami Dolphins.
So our Russell Wilson dreams are over, but the Deshaun Watson dream remains. And this is a new tweet just moments ago from Dan Graziano at ESPN. Per sources, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson met with new Texans head coach David Culley last Friday. In that meeting, Watson reiterated he wants to be traded and told Culley he has no intention of playing for the Texans again. No change from Watson's end. He remains dug in.
Those options, those Russell Wilson options are puzzling to me. The Ravens, Lamar Jackson's the guy. The Saints, I would understand him wanting to go play with Sean Payton and what he did for. But, bro, the Cowboys and the damn Bears? His choices are the Cowboys and the Bears?
Well, I would say from like an NFL historical perspective, to be a star quarterback on the Dallas Cowboys, there is something about that, you know, just in American sports lore that is something special. They were America's team for so long.
He's already, like, Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer.
I get it.
First ballot. Like, why? You need to think about your legacy now, winning another ring. I would say the Dolphins have a better chance of winning a ring before the damn Cowboys, and for sure as hell, the Chicago Bears. Come on,
man. But he would be the best quarterback in Bears history. That's a storied NFL franchise. Remember we had Sylvie on a few weeks ago, and he pointed out that the Bears have never, never had a great quarterback.
Russell, as soon as he touches in Chicago, is the best quarterback ever to play.
Is the best quarterback to ever play for the storied Chicago Bears franchise.
Damn. You know what? Yeah, I can't bring up Jim McMahon and Jay Cutler when you're talking about
Russell. Yeah, we looked at
Russell.
The stats. I mean,
that's crazy. It doesn't bear out. But, okay, I understand it, but that just upsets me that the Dolphins aren't in that because I'm thinking about success and championships. And the Cowboys and the Bears, for sure, are not going to win no championships.
Oh, and people are pointing out via text, Wilson said the Raiders, not the Ravens. You said the Ravens. He said the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders?
Hey, who doesn't want to play in Vegas?
Russell, he's lame. He doesn't gamble.
Be careful in Vegas with Sierra, man. Look
Sierra
out.
Runs his life. Sierra created this problem. Be honest. Sierra look told out. Him, yeah, hey, man, argues, Russ. Russ would be the lamest guy in the world, for sure, if Sierra didn't get to him.
All right, go ahead, Solana. Let's finish it up.
All right, guys, let's get to our WGC Workday Championship at the Concession Leaderboard update. I gotta exit my Miami Herald All Dade County team list really quickly. Thanks again, Steve. This leaderboard update sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Chilean Joaquin Niemann, he is still top the leaderboard, one stroke now ahead of Wade Ormsby, who is now in a three-way tie with Cameron Smith and Matthew Fitzpatrick. Joaquin Niemann, 5 under par right now through 13. He is your leaderboard at the WGC Workday Championship being played in Bradenton, Florida. That was brought to you by Edwin Watts. Right now in South Florida, as we move to weather, mostly cloudy, 82 degrees. That's your weather report from the Exogen Weather Center.
A couple of people texting in, does Russell Wilson have a no-trade clause? He does. So just like Deshaun Watson, he can dictate where he would end up if he was indeed traded. Somebody else points out via text, if soccer was the sport you focused on, Solana, due to your talents, yet you only were able to manage honorable mention, then how bad a basketball player were you?
I'd say sophomore year, honorable mention, fourth team, all Dade, is a pretty significant honor. And if you understood how these awards work, go ahead and check out for yourself. Gulliver and Ransom, because they have all the big bucks, got all the awards. And you wonder why, right? They got all the big bucks. Their coaches are the
sound
ones
like
with the
Crowder
power.
Coming back complaining about the refs at the St. Thomas game.
No, I mean, they have – and Crowder understands that. You know, Crowder's a high school coach. All the teams, Gulliver, Ransom, all their coaching staff, they're all plugged in with the FHSAA. Archbishop Carroll were a smaller school. It's all politics. It was all politics.
Let me just quickly, Solana. That was your sophomore year that you were honorable mention after the third team.
What was that? I'm sorry.
That was your sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
That's a guy trying to save time. That's a guy trying to buy time at a deposition. I'm sorry. What was that? What was that again? I'm sorry. I got to come up with an answer. It's not going to impugn myself.
So did you get better your junior and senior year?
My junior year was plagued by injury. I had a surgery.
Oh, plagued by injury. Yeah.
Good text. Just tell it like it is, Hawk. They gave the boy a participation trophy.
And then your senior year, 18, older than everybody else, probably had a mustache, some facial hair.
Yeah.
What did you do? You bald?
I bald.
Mm-hmm. Please save this segment. I'm dying right now. This dude lame as F. Oh, man. All right, there's a bunch of texts coming in. I have to get to something in the next segment, though. Something happened that I consider disrespectful to Miami Dolphins fans. And we don't stand for disrespect to Dolphins fans around here. Yeah. So we'll take a break. I'll explain what I'm talking about next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
Have you heard about the Hootie and the Blowfish song remake, Crowder? Have you seen this?
No. What are they doing?
All right. So Hootie and the Blowfish, as you may or may not know, Darius Rucker, who is the lead singer, he is a huge Miami Dolphins fan. You were aware of that, correct? Do we lose Crowder?
Yeah, I think we might have.
All right. Darius Rucker, who's the lead singer, we'll try to reconnect with Crowder, obviously. Darius Rucker, who's the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, is a huge Miami Dolphins fan. And so they've got that song. You know this song, Solana, I Only Want to Be With You? You've heard that before, right?
Yeah, actually, we played it not too long ago, so I do remember it.
Okay. And you were aware that he was a Dolphins fan? Do people know this?
I was not. I had no idea until today.
Oh, okay. So he is a gigantic Miami Dolphins fan. And in the song, I Only Want to Be With You, he actually sings about the Dolphins wanting to make him cry. Some people thought that it's about the animal And it's not. It's about the Miami Dolphins. Play the beginning of the Hootie and the Blowfish song so people can refamiliarize themselves with the lyric. Good song. I saw Hootie and the Blowfish right before the pandemic started, I think, at the West Palm of the Coral Sky. Get to this. I think it's in the first little lyrics here, isn't it, Solana?
It is.
There you go. I'm such a baby because the Dolphins make me cry. He's talking about being a long-suffering Dolphins fan. And in fact, I believe in that video, he's catching passes from Dan Marino, if I remember correctly. So he's known. He's known as a Dolphins fan. Post Malone has remade the song for Pokemon something, some Pokemon Live 25th, web event.
25th anniversary, yeah.
Were you into Pokemon?
I was, yeah. I was a huge Pokemon fan.
So I guess there's a big Pokemon, let's see here, celebrating 25 years of Pokemon, February 27th, so just a couple nights from now. And it's on YouTube and Twitch. Is it on any network TV or that's it?
I believe it's a virtual
concert experience featuring Post Malone to celebrate 25 years of Pokemon. And he has remade I Only Want to Be With You, but he's not a Dolphins fan. So he took the line out. So now play the Post Malone version. And I happen to like Post Malone. Got a good voice. You like this, Solana?
I do. I do. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Good vibe.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why. I'm such a baby cause the cowboys make me cry. But there's nothing.
Now, I mean, what are we doing here? The song was written. It makes Darius Rucker. The Dolphins make him cry. We're going to sit here and allow Post Malone to change the lyric, a lyric that we Dolphins fans, we acknowledge is about our team and we feel the same way as Darius Rucker, and now Post Malone's going to come in and switch it to the Cowboys? I mean, is that right?
What the hell, Posty?
Is everyone angry about this? Somebody says Solana was first team Pokemon. Is that true?
Second team Pokemon, actually.
Second team Pokemon.
What did they say?
Okay, so here it is. I'm going to play it for you once again. So here's the Hootie and the Blowfish song. Darius Rucker, huge Miami Dolphins fan.
Yep.
And in I Only Want to Be With You, he says, sometimes the Dolphins make me cry because the Dolphins, you know, had been so bad for so long. Play the beginning of Hootie's song again. All-time banger. And Dolphins fans, Dan Marino is in this video. That good Hootie and the Blowfish sound.
Get a boot.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at a girl. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby.
All right, we all know it, right? We all know that lyric. We know it's about the Miami Dolphins. Darius Rucker, huge Miami Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
Post Malone has remade the song, Crowder, and it's in honor of the Pokemon 25th anniversary. Post Malone is doing a live streaming concert in a couple nights to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. And he
Pokemon.
Has... Yeah. And we just learned while you were disconnected there, Solana was second team Pokemon back when he was a kid. So.
No, he was third team for years. He's probably eighth team Pokemon.
So when
he lies.
When Post Malone remade the song, he's not a Dolphins fan. So listen to what he did here, because I find this to be wildly disrespectful. Play the Post Malone version, Solana.
Whoa, whoa,
pose.
Whoa,
pose.
Whoa,
pose.
Are we gonna stand for this?
No, I think we need to do something.
That's wildly disrespectful. I'm looking at some of the texts that are coming in. The original is so much better. Hockman and Crowder, that guy hijacking Hootie and the Blowfish song like that and changing the lyrics, straight up blast for me, unacceptable. Next text. I want to punch Post Malone in the face. Next text. Who's he going to put in the video? Jerry Jones? Right? I mean, we had Dan Marino in the Hootie video. Who's he going to put? Jerry Jones in there?
You know what? They can't put Dak because they're already disrespecting Dak.
They don't even have a contract.
They didn't put him in the damn video for the team. So I know he's not in the Post Malone video. No, come on, Post.
Boo. Post Malone sucks now in my eyes. Screw Post Malone. Cancel Post Malone. Hawk, is that the only part of the song you changed? I don't know. I didn't get past that. I couldn't listen anymore. Like,
is it going to be hard to cancel Post Malone? I don't know if the Post Malone crew is that big, is it? Like, it might be six people.
Who do you think you are, Posty? Says a texter. Boycott Post Malone.
I'm down. But full disclosure, I've been boycotting Post Malone for 10 years. So, like, it's easy for me to boycott him. I just live my life.
What's that? We should give his lyric to DBJ. Was it, I'm popping pillies and something like a rock star? Let's give that to DBJ.
I've been bopping,
like a rock star. Somebody texts in, if Post Malone is a Cowboys fan, then what the hell is the big deal? I don't want him saying that about the Dolphins if he's not a Dolphins fan. What does Darius Rucker have to say about it? That's all that matters. Solana, can you ask Darius Rucker for a comment?
On it.
Okay. So we're going to try to have that by the end of the show today.
You know what? Darius Rucker used to come to practices when I was playing.
He loved the Dolphins.
He's a huge fan. He comes to games. Like, you see him all the time. Bro, when he comes to practices, I'll be honest. I found out who he was after a while, but at first I was like, is he a scout? Who's that little bitty black dude over there? Darius Rucker, bro. Darius Rucker's about 5'2". He's a tiny little human.
Is he like the dude on Shark Tank? What's that dude's name?
Damon Jones.
Whatever the hell his name is. Darius Rucker is a small person. And I'd be like, why is everybody talking to that little guy?
Well,
I was going to ask him for a towel.
Giant Dolphins fan.
Big homie, got that water for me, bro? I need a Gatorade, please, red.
Giant Dolphins. Play the Post Malone version just one more time because it's got this cool synthesizer vibe, and I dig it. And I'm telling you, when he says Cowboys instead of Dolphins, I get angry. It's just it just doesn't seem right to me.
Gotta see you, Hawk.
Somebody texts in, I'd rather listen to Noche de Sixto.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls.
It's just wrong. You know, Ryan Yousefi, he writes for the Miami New Times. We've read some of his stuff on the air before. He tweeted out there are like three things that belong to a Miami Dolphins fan that grew up in the 80s and 90s that remain pure and untainted. This song was one of them. If they remake Ace Ventura with Josh Allen getting kidnapped, I'm fighting someone. Right? That would be, it's a great point by Ryan Youssefi. I mean, it's iconic that it's Flipper and it's the Dolphins and it's part of Ace Ventura, the Dolphins backdrop. Well, what if they did that with the Buffalo Bills as the backdrop and it was Josh Allen that got kidnapped?
It's not the same.
It's not the same, and it would be wrong.
No, Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Right. We know how it's supposed to go.
Right. We all got to take a shower after that.
Come on, Post Malone. Post Malone. And he's a Cowboys fan. I don't even like Cowboys fans either. It's a double whammy for me with Post.
Are you upset about this, Solana?
I am, because I was a huge Posty fan. I have a bunch of Post Malone songs in my iPhone. I consider myself a huge Posty. And I'm now going to delete all his songs. I think we should sing over. We should record our own version where we sing over him saying Cowboys, but we say Dolphins. And that's the version
that's
we play.
That's a good idea. You know what? We got to ask Miho down at Power 96 if they're planning on playing this Post Malone version. And then we got to tell them that we want to overdub Cowboys with Dolphins with our voices, and that'll be the version that Power 96 plays.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Take that, Posty.
I like it. All right, get on that, Solana. We'll do that and contact Darius Rucker.
Who's in charge, Solana?
Solana.
Yep, this conversation won't go past this segment.
Well, it was fun while we talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let me talk about the Cheetah. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location. It's central to everything in South Florida. Your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. There's masks required, multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They do happy hour until 6. You can grab your buddies after work today. Head on over to any Cheetah Club. You got Pompano Beach, you got Hallandale Beach, you got West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Note, Saturday night, Canelo fights. You can watch that at Cheetah Pompano with your favorite Cheetah lady. Or if you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale Beach, you can watch it there in their ultra high-tech sports lounge. So a couple of good options for the fight on Saturday. And if you want more details, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. All right, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Bobody. I like it.
Hock and Crowder.
Red Texan legitimately upset about Post Malone. Thank God I only liked one song by him, and that's only because Ozzy Osbourne was in it. Do whatever you want. It does seem disrespectful to change a pretty iconic line from one team to another.
Yeah.
Just seems disrespectful to me.
Has it ever been done before, though? Because I'm
trying to think, like, is there a song? Because I thought Ryan Youssefi's tweet about Ace Ventura, that's a pretty good analogy, right? That the Miami Dolphins are part of Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
And if you remake it, and it's a totally different team, totally different city. Because obviously it would have to be pet-related, it'd have to be animal-related for it to be Ace Ventura Pet Detective. But a million teams are named after animals. So you could replace the Dolphins with a different team, but that would seem disrespectful. And I'm trying to think, is there a song that's associated with a particular team that mentions the team, you know, that would get changed? Because, like, I mean, we think of Seven Nation Army as being the Heats, right? But it's not. I mean, every arena uses it. I mean, the Boston Red Sox, they do Sweet Caroline, and that's like a religious event at a Red Sox game, but the Miami Hurricanes do it for their baseball games.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a legendary moment at Fenway Park. And Victor Bermudez, our old producer, he thought that originated at Mark Light. So that happens where a song gets adopted by places. What about a particular song that mentions a team or a player? Like, what if you took out their name and put in a different a competitor? I don't know. Just
only
seems
one,
disrespectful.
Only one I can think of, Hawk, and I know I'm sure there's something more, and the Texans are probably going to get us. But Mr. Two Bits, and I know you kill him, but if somebody was to say one bits, two bits, three bits, a dollar, all Hurricanes, stand up and holler, I wouldn't like it. Because it's supposed
well,
to say
we would
all
never
floor,
do anything that lame. We wouldn't do anything
that lame. Y'all would do it. Y'all, you know what, right now, yes, y'all
would. We would never do anything
that
lame.
Y'all, you want to be us.
One bits, two bits, three
us.
Bits, four
you hate
bits.
Us.
I mean, get out of here with that
you
nonsense.
Hate us because you ain't us. That's what it is. But no, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, you know, someone points out this is a pretty good example. You remember the Miami Dolphins fight song? That got bogarted by the Houston Oilers. Did you know that? Because that was the guy, I remember this from the Levitard show. We had the writer of the Dolphins fight song on. If I remember the story correctly, the Dolphins refused to pay him for it. And so he took it to the Houston Oilers. And did you know that, Solana? That the Houston Oilers fight song was the exact Miami Dolphins fight song.
Sounded exactly the same. Yeah, I did know that.
Exactly the same.
The greatest football team.
Everything,
yeah.
They just,
the ball from coast to coast.
It was the exact same melody. Everything
we're
the was
the
same.
Houston Oilers. Right. The Houston Oilers.
Yeah. They did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Houston paid them?
I guess so. I got to go back and look at what the actual story is.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, is this true, Solana? Post Malone better not show his face in K-Town?
Oh, no, he better not. And yeah. By the way, like,
gonna do? Rub
I'm
his
thinking,
feet?
No, I'm thinking of outlawing.
Take him to Town Square.
No more Postmates. I'm not using Post-its anymore. I probably won't even use the post office anymore. Like,
wow.
I'm done with Post Malone.
Right. We're canceling him. We're canceling him?
Canceling Post Malone.
Cancel culture?
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted us, we should hashtag postpone Malone and get that trending. Postpone Malone.
Postpone Malone. Okay, I'm
like
on
that.
It.
All right. We have a lot of stuff to get into in the 4 o'clock hour. I am fascinated by that. It's just a modicum of disrespect, but I find it to be wildly annoying. And I happen to like Post Malone. I think he's got a good voice.
Yeah.
But that just seems to be very disrespectful to the song. It seems to be disrespectful to Darius Rucker, doesn't it?
Yes, very. And I don't think Post respects Darius like he should respect Darius.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. Have we been able to get in touch with Darius Rucker?
I left an email or a voicemail and nothing yet.
Uh-oh. Darius Rucker has tweeted out. He retweeted the cover from Post Malone, and Darius has tweeted, "The smile on my face will not leave for a long time. This is awesome. My bro Post Malone bringing it. Hell yes, man."
He got hacked.
So I'm angry over this, and Darius Rucker doesn't give a bleep.
I was just going to say, Hawk, we can't be this emotional, and Darius is giving him, he got
well,
hacked.
Screw Darius Rucker now.
Well,
fake-ass Dolphins
song.
Fan. Fake-ass Dolphins fan.
Yeah, he is. Darius. Look at your
blind-ass fan. I don't know what that sound was.
I don't even know either.
Somewhere.
I told him, look at his name. I don't know what that means either.
That's ridiculous, man. So Darius Rucker's not upset about it, and we are.
We should be. And Darius Rucker, do you think, like, performers, you think artists like when people steal their and redo their songs?
No, he gets paid for that. Like, if you're going to remake someone's song, you have to do it the right way.
Well,
you can't just remake someone's song.
That's why he's co-signing on it, so he can get a damn check.
No, I understand that, but he can't love that. He changed it to Cowboys.
When's the last time Darius Rucker got a check? I don't know how many albums he had in the last 5 years, Hawk.
No, he's won Grammys and stuff. He's become
but
a country artist.
But
like,
I know,
yeah,
but in the
last
four five years he
no,
has?
No, okay. I'm telling you, he's blown up.
I was going to say, because I think he's chasing his money right now.
But that song was iconic. It was so widely associated with the Miami Dolphins. Man.
How much would I have to pay you to be a fan of the Saints?
Oh, $30. I mean, whatever you want.
$30?
Yeah, I'm open. It doesn't matter. You got my Venmo, right? Yeah, whatever you need.
like a meal at McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah, whatever you need. Sure.
To change your alliances, Hulk?
Whatever you need. Whatever you need.
Grief. Thought it'd be a little more than that.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got more nonsense to get into in the 4 o'clock hour, including the latest on Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson and whether they want to be traded to the Miami Dolphins. I think there's the possibility next season the Miami Dolphins quarterback room is Tua Tagovailoa, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. We'll discuss that in a moment.
And we can't sign anybody else. We have no money left. I could go. I'm about. I had to play middle linebacker. Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. 70 years now. 70. This is their 70th year anniversary. Serving us delicious food in Florida, South Florida. If you haven't been to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, I got to apologize because you're the one missing out. I'm sorry about that. You got to get out to Delaware. They have everything you want. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, whatever you're looking for, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have so much delicious food at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Find out all they have. Find out the prices. And call them in advance when you know what you want at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged already when you get there. They'll bring it out curbside delivery if you want to. If you want to go inside, wear your mask, go inside, see all that delicious food behind the glass. It is beautiful. And they want to get that food in your car, in your refrigerator, in your family's stomach. And Delaware Chicken Farm is the place to go right now, guys. And I'm going to give y'all some deals. I just got this email a second ago. Right now, the wild caught jumbo shrimp, only $15.99 a pound. Peeled and deveined, $15.99 a pound. Chicken breast halves, boneless and skinless, $5.79 a pound. Those are 1914 prices. $5.79 a pound. The crab cakes right now, more crab than cake. They are delicious. A meal in themselves, made in-house daily, $4.59 a pound. And the smoked salmon dip that is off the chain, $11.99 a pound. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It's located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You think you're tough.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.